What do you think you're doing?
I'm painting the trash cans.
What for?
For 50 cents a piece.
That was supposed to be my job. I made a deal with Dad.
I made another deal with Dad.
You little sneak. You went behind my back and took the job away.
You said you didn't want it.
Well, at least you could have told me you were going to do them. Then I could have done them first.
That's your tough luck.
All right. You better quit that painting or I'm liable to sock you.
You come near me, I'll let you have it with the paintbrush.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Well, so long, Mom.
So long, Mom.
Well, aren't you boys a little early this morning?
Well, we washed our faces, we combed our hair, we brushed our teeth and had our breakfast. There wasn't anything else to do. So we thought we might as well go to school.
Yeah, we can kill some time at the playground. Where's Dad?
Well, your father's outside picking up the trash the trash man left.
Oh, can I have 20 cents, Mom?
Oh, can I have 20 cents too, Mom?
20 cents? What's it for?
Well, they're having a drive at school.
Well, that's fine. What's it for?
I don't know. They just said bring 20 cents.
Why don't you ask your father for it?
Okay, Mom. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye, Mom.
Have a good day.
Where?
At school.
Oh.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi.
How you doing?
Well, not bad. I think we're gaining a little on the city. They took a little more trash than they left this morning.
Yeah, I guess they did.
Hey, you know, these cans are getting kind of rusty. I'm going to have to paint them this weekend.
Paint them? Gee, Dad, I like to paint. Could I do them?
Well, that's nice of you to offer, Wally. Tell you what, though, I think this is a little above and beyond the call of duty. I don't think you should do it for nothing.
I don't think so either.
Well, what do you think it's worth?
Well, there are two big cans there. How about 50 cents apiece?
Okay, it's a deal. I'll get the paint today and you can do them after school.
Okay, Dad, come on, Beef.
Dad? Can we have 20 cents?
Yeah.
You won't forget the paint, will you, Dad?
No, of course not.
Hi, dear.
Hi. Oh, boy, what a day. Everything happened. Everything that could and a few things that couldn't.
That's too bad. Did you bring it?
Bring what?
Bring what? The paint for the trash cans.
Oh, honey, I had a terrible day. I didn't have time to think about trash cans.
Well, Wally came right home from school, put on his old clothes, and he's been waiting for you for an hour and a half.
Well, Jill, I'm sorry.
What car did you get? I'm all set to paint the cans.
I'm all set to watch him.
Oh, well, gosh, fellas, I've been so busy today. I'm afraid I just forgot.
Oh. Oh, well, that's okay, Dad. We can jump in the car and go down and get the paint now.
Well, yes, we could, but, no, I'm afraid by the time we get down there, the stores would all be closed.
Wally, your father won't forget again. And anyway, you can paint him just as well tomorrow afternoon.
Well, yeah, sure.
Hi. Well, I thought with all your housework, you didn't have time to read anymore.
I'm reading a cookbook.
Good idea.
Thought we'd have a chocolate mousse for supper.
It's the wrong time of year. Mousse are out of season.
What put you in such a happy mood?
Oh, not a thing. I just thought I'd come home and for once not complain about the hard day I'd had. Sympathize with any and all of your domestic problems and bring home the paint for Wally to paint the trash cans.
Well, that's very nice, but I don't have any domestic problems and Wally's out playing baseball.
He's playing baseball? Well, he said he'd be here.
I think he was counting on you for getting the paint again.
Look, June, I forgot to paint
here,
once.
Maybe you can go out and paint the cans.
Well, I made a deal with Wally, June. I couldn't let him down.
Of course you couldn't.
June, I'm merely trying to teach the boy a sense of responsibility.
From a sitting position?
Yes, more or less.
Have a hard day?
Boy.
You know, Wally, if the sun hadn't been in my eyes, I'd have got a couple hits today.
Yeah, sure, Eddie. It was just bum luck. You struck out 6 times.
You don't play tomorrow, Wally?
Well, I can't, Eddie. My dad's bringing me home some paint. I'm gonna paint those trash cans.
These big things here?
Yeah, I'm getting 50 cents a piece for them.
50 cents a piece? When my old man had his painted, the guy charged him $3.
Yeah, but he was probably a real painter and did a good job.
How can you do a bad job slopping paint on a couple old trash cans? You're getting gypped, kid.
I think Dad giving me $1's okay.
What do you mean? He'd have to pay a stranger $3. Why should he take advantage of you just because you're unlucky enough to be a member of the family?
Oh, Wally, your father brought the paint home tonight.
Paint?
Well, yeah, for the trash cans. I thought you could paint them tomorrow afternoon after school.
Oh.
Well, You don't seem very enthusiastic. I thought you wanted the job.
So did I. You were going to get a whole dollar.
Well, gee, I don't know if I'm going to have time.
Wally, what is this? Yesterday you were all upset because I forgot to bring the paint home.
You sure were, Wally.
Well, we're playing baseball. And anyway, Eddie's father paid a guy $3 to have his cans painted.
Wally, you're not asking your father to pay you $3, are you?
Oh, no. I just said that's what Eddie's father paid a guy.
Well, I assure you, I have absolutely no intention of paying that kind of money for painting trash cans. As far as I'm concerned, we made a deal for 50 cents apiece, and that's the deal.
Yeah. Well, I guess I can get around to him one of these days.
One of these days?
I've got a lot of homework.
I suppose so.
Thanks for a nice supper, Mom.
Thank you.
Pass the cream, dear.
It's right there in front of you, dear.
Oh.
Dad?
Yeah, what is it, Beaver?
I'll do them for nothing.
Well, now, that's a very generous offer, Beaver. But I...
Beaver, we should wait until Wally makes up his mind.
I'll do a real good job. We'll have the prettiest trash cans on the whole block.
Well, I'll say this, Beaver. I think if you did do the job, you should get the same money Wally was going to get.
I guess I could take money, if you wanted me to.
All right, I'll tell you what. Since Wally doesn't seem interested in the job, I think you could have a try at it.
Gee, thanks, Dad. Can I be excused?
Sure, run along. Ward.
Yeah?
I hope you haven't started something here.
Started something? I'm just trying to get the trash cans painted.
Well, first you promised the job to Wally, and now you've given it to the Beaver.
Wally doesn't want the job.
Well, he said he didn't want the job, but I don't think he meant he didn't want it.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it sounded a lot more like he didn't want it than it sounded like he did want it.
But, Ward, look...
Look, honey, instead of arguing, why don't we just relax and appreciate the fact that we're going to have the prettiest trash cans on the block?
What you doing, Wally?
I'm squeezing a tennis ball.
It's a funny kind of homework.
I'm doing it so I can get a good grip on the baseball. And don't be such a little wise guy. Hey, Beef, what happened after I left the table?
Nothing.
Didn't Dad say anything?
I guess so.
Well, what'd he say?
He said, pass the cream.
Hey, Beav, you think I ought to paint those trash cans for 50 cents apiece?
I don't know. I never painted any trash cans. Wally, are you going to be playing baseball tomorrow?
Yeah, I guess so. Why? Want to come along and watch?
Watch what?
Watch me play baseball.
No.
Then why'd you ask?
So I know if you're going to play baseball or not.
Dear.
Hi.
You're home early.
Yeah. I have to go over to Chandler's and get him to sign some papers. Where are the boys?
Well, Wally's off playing baseball, and the Beaver's out in the garage painting the trash cans. Yes, half the rags and the newspapers in the house out there.
Well, he's not much like his brother, is he? He got right on the job. Yeah, before I go to Chandler's, I think I'll just run out and see how he's getting on. You know, he's got quite a sense of responsibility, hasn't he?
Uh-huh. I wonder who he takes after.
Hi, Beav.
Hi, Dad. I'm painting the cans.
Oh, that's fine, Beaver. But you know, you really shouldn't paint over the rust.
The rust is there. I gotta paint over it.
Let me show you what I mean. See, where's that steel wall? Now.
Hang on.
Hey, you see? Now you wipe that off and you got a nice clean surface to paint.
What makes rust, Dad?
Well, oxidation. It eats into the metal.
Why don't they make cans out of wood?
Well, wood rots.
Gee, there's something wrong with just about everything, isn't there, Dad?
Well, just about, I guess, Beav. Well, look, you clean the rust off and then paint, huh?
Okay, Dad.
All right. I'm going over to Chandler's now, honey.
All right. How's he doing out there?
Oh, he's painting everything in sight, including the rust.
Maybe we should have waited for Wally to do them.
If we'd waited for Wally to do them, we'd have wound up putting our trash out in paper bags. I won't be long.
Jet plane, mister.
Thank you.
think you're doing?
I'm painting the trash cans.
What for?
For 50 cents a piece.
That was supposed to be my job. I made a deal with Dad.
I made another deal with Dad.
You little sneak. You went behind my back and took the job away.
You said you didn't want it.
Well, at least you could have told me you were going to do them. Then I could have done them first.
That's your tough luck.
All right. You better quit that painting or I'm liable to sock you.
You come near me, I'll let you have it with a paintbrush.
You wouldn't do that.
Oh, no, I'm little than you are. I gotta use anything I can.
Okay, but I'm just telling you something. You better quit that painting or you're gonna be sorry.
Cups of milk. One cup of sugar. Oh. Hi, Wally. How was the ball game?
All right, I guess.
Don't eat anything. Supper will be ready soon.
I don't want any supper.
Wally, what's the matter? Why wouldn't you want any supper?
Because you and Dad and everybody are against me. That's why.
But, Wally...
Hi, dear. How's the happy household?
Far from happy. Wally just went upstairs and slammed his door. It seems that you and I and the whole world's against him.
Must have seen Beaver painting those trash cans.
I told you he was counting on doing them.
I know you did. Well, actually, it's too much for Beaver. I don't think we'll have any trouble talking him into letting Wally take over.
Oh, Beaver, look at you. Honey, you go on upstairs and see if you can get yourself cleaned up.
Say, Beav, about those trash cans.
If you let that big ape Wally do them, I'll never speak to you again as long as I live.
Well, now what happens?
Well, I guess at supper tonight, the Great White Father assumes the role of peacemaker.
Dad?
Yes, what is it, Beaver?
Wally's got his elbows on the table.
Yes, Wally? Well, this is a delicious roast, dear.
Well, thank you, dear.
Dad, Beaver's chewing with his mouth open.
Boys, couldn't we have some pleasant faces at the supper table?
Yes, Mom.
Yes, Mom.
You know, I heard something pretty funny down at the office today. Do any of you know what is purple, has four eyes, and eats people?
I don't.
A four-eyed purple people eater.
Pass the bread, please.
I thought that was funny. Didn't you, Wally?
Yeah, I guess so. I think I heard it before.
Yeah, I think she knows everything.
Listen, you.
All right, boys, I've had enough of this. Now, there's no reason for you to act this way just because there was a mix-up about the painting.
But, gee, Dad, first you promised me and then you gave the job to him. A promiser makes a promise. He should keep it.
Now, look, boys, I'm sure your father has a solution to this whole thing.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Now, there are two trash cans. Each of you will paint one, and each of you will receive 50 cents.
I'm not going to paint with that big ape around.
You don't have to work together. Each of you is responsible for his own job. Now, do we understand each other?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What is it, Beaver?
A fly purple people in. Wally.
Yeah?
I'm not mad at you. Are you mad at me?
No, I guess I'm not mad at you.
Are you supposed to paint the inside?
I don't know. But leaning over to paint the inside would just mess up the outside.
Yeah, I guess it would.
After I get finished with mine, I'll help you with yours.
Thanks, Wally.
Wally!
Hey, you guys.
Hey, what's up?
There's a fire down at the lumber yard.
No fooling?
Yeah, the whole place is going up in flames. Come on, let's get over there before they put it out.
What are you doing?
There's a fire over at the lumber yard.
Yeah, we want to get there while it's still burning.
I was the first one that heard about it, Mrs. Cleaver. I saw it while I was taking my music lessons.
Well, the truth, Gus makes this fire with old number 7.
Oh, dear. You're home early.
Well, it's a good thing I am. I just looked in the garage. I'm going to change my clothes and finish painting those trash cans myself. The boys ran out on the job.
Well, dear, you can't blame them too much. They went over to see the big fire at the lumber yard.
Fire?
Yes, they couldn't resist it. And after all, they are just boys.
Tom Courtney's lumber yard?
Yes, it's been on the radio. Why, they've called fire companies out from all over.
Well, must be quite a fire.
Yes, it must be.
Dear, I wonder if you'd go out to the garage and put those brushes in some turpentine. I won't be too long.
Once a boy, always a boy.
Boy, I never saw so many fire engines in my whole life. Have you, Dad?
Not since the dance pavilion burned down years ago.
Everybody was there, but just old number 7. Hey, look, Dad, the cans are painted. Did you finish them for us?
No, boys, I didn't.
Then... Oh.
Well, you three kids have fun at the fire?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, dear, I want to thank you for painting those trash cans.
Yeah, give her a dollar, Dad.
Oh, I wouldn't think of it. And anyway, my reward is on its way. That new hat you told me not to buy until after the first of the month?
Well, I'll be...
You'll be what?
I don't know. A four-eyed purple people eater, I guess.
Wally, how much do you think Mom's new hat cost?
I don't know. You know how women's stuff is, maybe $10, $15.
That's a lot to pay for something that can't even keep your head warm.
Yeah, I guess us running out on Dad cost him a lot more than a dollar.
Well, he ran out in his job, too, when he heard about the fire.
Yeah, I guess he's a lot like us.
But why would a grown-up like him want to go to a fire?
I don't know. I guess maybe he wanted to see if fires have changed any since he was a kid.
Thank you. Thank you.